Back of Pesach and Mishnah Beis, we continue the halachas of roasting the korban Pesach until when it's a Pesach la'al shaput. Like we said before, you do not use a metal skewer because it gets heated up and it's going to get roasted from the inside, from the skewer, not from the fire. It's a lor ala askala, and not on a type of grid that are also made out of metal, which would sit on. Amr Abed Tzadik, Ma'it Ram Gamliel Shem Lutavid Avid, Tzavid Tzvaylon is a Pesach ala askala. He said that you should use a grid, so that doesn't seem to be matim to our what we previously said. Yeah, so we are talking about a grid that has holes in it, and therefore the meat is not somehow not resting on the grid itself. If the gum pesos touched the tanner itself that was made out of pottery, Yikluf as Mekoyim, you should slice it off. Why? Because the air that touched it is not going to be solely from the ash, it's solely from the heat of the tanner. Nothing to rot fell a cheres. Some of the juices have fell onto the cheres, the bottom of this tanner. Chazal of the bounce back. Yikluf Mekoyim, you should remove the area that it bounced back into, like the thickness of a finger. Because it got, that's the thing that fell down into the cheres is possible, because it got roasted from the cheres and it goes back up into the thing and it's possible. It answers that carbon. Not the mirut v'al soilas, yikmos is mekayner. He had a case of soilas from carbon mincha that was being baked underneath the carbon pesach, and some of the juices fell into it. Also, you have to remove the area that got mixed with the juices, because these juices are possible, since they were not roasted through the fire.